Blog Talk Radio.
Happened to me, an old dumb South Georgia football coach speaking to a bunch of TV personalities like many of you, many great evangelists in the audience, and who put me between Falwell and Swaggart on the same night just totally blows me away. But I'll try to give it my best shot. I was asked to talk to you about how to win in business. I think it's a good subject for you to think about, because I believe business in America is in a crisis situation today. All you have to do is read the paper and every month see our trade deficit, and it's just a very depressing situation. And to speak to you about how to win in business, there's a lot of obvious things I could talk about. You first have to find a need. You've got to fill the need for a consumer out there. You've got to have a market. You've got to have somebody to sell your product or your service to. You've got to, if you really want to get big and win big, you've got to have a uniqueness. There's got to be something a little bit different from you than all the competition out there. But by far the most important thing you've got to have to win in business in these United States today is a very unique kind of mental toughness. I believe the difference in winning and losing in the free enterprise system is so small, it's almost too scary to talk about. You can do 99% of the things right in business, and yet if you don't possess what I call that winning edge, that mental toughness, folks, it's impossible to win. I believe the thinking in corporate America has been screwed up over these last 20 to 25 years, and I believe that screwed up kind of thinking started in our big liberal universities today. I believe a college degree in business for most universities today is not worth the paper it's written on. I just had a son graduate from the University of Georgia a few months ago. The reason I think that is because most of these professors and most of these universities today hadn't got enough common sense to get in out of the rain. They don't have any idea what it takes to win out there in the real world. They deal in a bunch of theory. These people are trying to fill up corporate America with this kind of thinking. These are the special people. If you're born rich, if you're born on the right side of the track, they rule you the privileged class in America. If you're born poor from an average, ordinary background like I came from, they say you're supposed to give up all your big dreams and all your big ambitions and all your big hopes. If you have a high IQ, they rule you brilliant. If you have an average IQ like me, they say you ought to drive a truck or be a janitor. Well, that ain't the way. That ain't the way it is, and that ain't the way it ever was. They ain't nobody ever designed a test, nor will they design a test that can measure the heart of a man or a woman. The things that are unique to winning in business in America today are not outside artificial things like IQs, college board scores, college degrees, and stuff like that. The key to winning in these United States is what's inside a person. It's your integrity. It's your people abilities. It's your character. I believe in developing this winning edge. I've got 10 or 12 points that I won't be able to go over with you tonight, but let me just give you a flavor of what I think you've got to do to succeed in these United States. Number one, you've got to get excited. Folks, I don't believe anybody will ever tell you anything more important than this in winning these United States. 90%+ of winning in anything you try to do in America today, you've got to be excited. People that won't follow or believe in a negative, dull, disillusioned, frustrated dadgum crybaby. People want people that are positive and excited and enthusiastic and tough. The greatest lesson, the greatest definition I ever heard. I thought about this 10 million times when I wanted to quit along the way of a winner. This guy said almost everybody in America can stay excited for 2 or 3 months. A few people can stay excited for 2 or 3 years. But a winner will stay excited for 30 years, however long it takes to win. Another key to building this winning edge and this mental toughness is you've got to become a dreamer again. You know, I'm a Methodist, and we just changed ministers a few weeks ago. Our new minister came in, and the church was just packed. And the first thing he said, well, it looks like everybody came out to see the monkey perform. And the second thing out of his mouth, he said, for a church to be a great church, you got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, you're dead. And boy, I sat up and I said, man, me and this guy are going to get along good because he knows what he's talking about. See, folks, I believe in order to win, you've got to feel good about yourself. I was coaching football for 7 years back in Georgia, and I had a paddle in my coaching office that was about this thick and this long. And in the fat end, I had little holes bored in so you could really get some speed and blister their little butt, you know, when they misbehaved. And I had a rule on my football team that if any kid said, I can't, if any football player heard one of my football players said, I can't, he got to bring him in the coach's office and give him 3 licks. And it took me about a month to get all that thinking out of my players every year, you know. And I'd have football players knock on my door at recess and at lunch and after school. And he said, Coach, he said it. Coach, he said it. And I'd make that kid bend over, and I'd give that other kid the board he had busting 3 times. And, folks, it didn't take long. You couldn't create a word game to get one of my kids to say, I can't. Bring it home a little bit more personal and able, a little art, or just this little and could understand words. Every time they said, I can't, I made them do 3 push-ups. Folks, there ain't nothing you can't do in America if you want to bad enough. Another key in building this winning edge is, folks, you got to stand for something. People in America, the good people in America, are fed up with here with these dadgum fence sitters and mealy mouths. Corporate America has an especially black eye in business today. Most people in America think you can't find a company. They think you can't find a salesperson that'll tell you like it is and stand behind the word. They think these companies will sell anything, say anything, just to make a sale, just to make a profit. Well, you know what, folks, if you want to win in the free enterprise system in America today, you got to stand for something. And another point, thank you. Yes, you're going to be controversial. Folks, if you want to win in these United States today, just get ready. You're going to be controversial. The only way not to be controversial is to be average and ordinary. They just call me anything but average and ordinary. Now, I know some of you might say, well, you know, I don't think I like Art Williams. You know, he sounds like an old tough butt to me. Well, folks, I'm telling you, you can be good and tough at the same time. I bet nobody's ever talked to a religious broadcaster like that. Another key to developing this winning attitude that'll give you a chance to do something great in American business. It's, folks, you got to make a total commitment to what you're about. Do you know almost the American people have lost their toughness? They've lost their ability to make a commitment. See, folks, in trying to win in business, you're just going to have so many false starts. You think you get it going time after time, and you just get knocked back to ground zero. And it's your ability to compete, to pick yourself up off the mat one more time, to go for it one more time, that's going to determine success or failure. You know, we've got a divorce rate in America some 50% right now. You know, it just seems like the people that go in business today, they have an attitude where I'm gonna stick my toe in it. If I start making all this money, get all these promotions, then I'll see this thing through. But folks, that's not the way it works. The first step to winning in business in America today is you've got to make a total commitment. Total commitment gives you that little extra ounce of courage you need to fight back through the tough times. Winning in business demands the same kind of commitment that winning in marriage demands. You know, I fell in love with my wife in the second grade, only girlfriend I ever had. We ran off and got married our freshman year, had both of our children before we left college. We're true business partners. In marriage, we go everywhere together. I spend more time with her, been married to her 26 years, and I got 2 grandbabies, love her more today than I ever have. But I don't like her all the time. There's a bunch of times every day that I don't like her. I'm a nut about brushing my teeth. You know, if I can get the toothbrush, I'll brush my teeth 3 or 4, 5, 6 times a day. And Angela's always forgetting everything, you know. And she always leaves the cap off the toothpaste, you know. And when I go in there to brush my teeth, the cap's off. I got a hard little crust around the edge. And that just burns me more than I can tell you, you know. And I get on Angela's nerves about a lot of things. You know, we were having dinner last week, and every time we get through, Angela kicks me under the table, you know, and gets me back in my room and says, Art, you ain't got no class. You know, I wish, Art, you could learn to eat with your mouth closed, you know. But see, folks, if you want to win in business, everything's not going to work out like you want it to, but you got to be committed. I want to have great kids. I want to have tremendous grandbabies. Another key in building this winning edge in business is you've got to learn to treat people good. Another thing that these universities pollute America, corporate. situations with is this attitude, you better not get to know your employees. Know the spouse or the children of your employees, because you might have to fire them, you might have to reassign them. And if you're close friends, you can't manage people in a tough-minded way. Bull. Folks, the only way to manage people and get the most out of people is treat them good. Learn to love them and care about it. Yes, it hurts from time to time, but it's the only way. You know, everybody you work with in business, you've got to look at them and pretend there's a flashing sign on their chest. And everybody's asking you, make me feel special. Make me feel important. Say something good to me. I want to be somebody. Another key of winning in business in America today is, folks, you've got to establish the right kind of priorities. First company I went with 15 years ago was ITT. When I was out there struggling, dying every day, wanting to quit and go back in coaching 1,000 times, my first heroes in this business were vice presidents at ITT making $40,000 or $50,000 a year. And I said, man, if I could ever get to be that kind of person, it'd be a dream come true. I couldn't want any more out of life. A few years later, I earned the right to get promotions to that level and found so many of my heroes in business, their personal lives were a disaster. They were alcoholics and divorced 3, 4, and 5 times. I just read an article by the author of In Search of Excellence, and I saw where he says, I can't find evidence of any successful business person in America that's not tunnel vision. It just doesn't give everything to business. Folks, I said back then, 15 years ago, that if that's the price you've got to pay to win in business, it's not worth it. 15 years later, a multimillionaire. Folks, I can stand and preach to you that you can't separate your personal life from your business life. God's got to come first. Your family's got to come second. And business has got to come third. And I believe if you have a lousy spiritual life and a lousy personal life, long range, it's going to be devastating to your business. Another thing in building this winning attitude. Another thing in building this winning attitude in business, I see tall people make it big in business and short people, dumb people and smart people, fat people and skinny people. But if you cut open the winners in business, I see a heart of a champion. And all these people are competitors and they don't quit. I see desire and will to win is everything. I don't know why I'm like I am, but my butt's always burning. There's always something to say, Art Dashgummit, you're supposed to go for it. Art Dashgummit, you're supposed to be somebody. You're supposed to make a difference with your life. What does the $500,000 a year person do? The $50,000 a year person doesn't do. You look at outside and study those two individuals, everything seems to be the same. They both are the same sex. They both are the same age. They have the same training, the same positions, the same contract, the same fringe benefits. They both are successful. They work hard. They're good family people, make tough commitments. But what's the difference? What does the $500,000 a year person do? The $50,000 a year person doesn't do. He pays the price a little bit more. He works hard a little bit more. He's loyal to the company a little bit more. He believes in a little bit more. He makes money a little bit more. He saves money a little bit more. If you want to win in these United States, you got to be tough, and you can't quit. The last thing I'll talk to you about today in building this winning edge is, folks, if you want to win in business, you got to be a leader. Leadership is everything. You show me anything in these United States that win, I'll show you a leader at work. You show me a successful church, Boy Scout troop, club, football team, business, I'll show you something run by a leader. See, I thought at one time in my life you had to be smart to win. I used to have these smart people that dressed so pretty and talked so pretty and used these big words. They just intimidated me. I said, Art, you can't ever be that good. Why don't you just throw in the towel and go back and coach football for a living? And I found two things out about smart people. I think it's almost impossible for a smart person to win in business in America today. Because I find smart people spend their whole lifetime figuring things out. They're always trying to figure out an easier way and a quicker way. And another thing I found out about smart people is they just don't get around to doing nothing. And see, somebody like Art Williams, everybody said, well, he can't do it. And somebody like that can't do it. But he does it. See, folks, I want you to know almost everybody in America almost does enough to win. They almost get there. They almost go over the hump. They almost have it going. They almost in everything they do, almost is a way of life to almost everybody in America. But the winners do it. What do? They do whatever it takes to get the job done. They do it and do it and do it and do it and do it until the job gets done. And then they talk about how great it is to be somebody they're proud of. We need leaders in America who can do it. If you want to become somebody, do it. If you want to go in business for yourself, do it. If you want to become financially independent, do it. I hear too much talk in these United States. Everybody can talk a good game. We need people in America who can do it. I go all over this country with AOEs, and I have people say, Art, you count on me. Wonderful. Just do it. Art, I guarantee you this is my last stop. I'm going to win now. Super duper. Just do it. Art, if I could just have one good month and get the ball going, I know I could make it big. Super. Just do it. Art, if I could just pay off this debt, I could really go. Great. Just do it. Art, if I could just sell my house. Do it. But how are they selling? Do it anyway. Art, I'm not making any money. What can I do? You just do it. Do what, Art? You do it and do it and do it. Art, I guarantee I'm going to win this contest. Super duper. Just do it. Art, I'm over the hub now. Watch my smoke. Great. Just do it. Art, I want to make it so bad I can taste it. What I do? You just do it. Art, I'm a vice president now. Can I quit doing it? No. Art, I don't know if I keep on keeping on. I'm really hurting what I do. You just do it. Do what, Art? You do it and do it and do it. Art, all my life I wanted to be somebody important. Well, what do it then? Art, I'm going to save money so I don't have to go through this again. Great. Just do it. Art, I don't feel like I've had enough training. What I do? You just do it. Art, my manager don't give me no help. What I do? You just do it. Art, you don't understand. I was Mr. Everything in my former company. You don't mean I have to start off down at the bottom and do it, do you? Yep, you really got to do it. Art, what's the primary difference between winners and losers? The winners do it. They do it and do it and do it and do it until the job gets done. And then they talk about how great it is to finally have achieved something you need and how glad they are that they didn't quit like everybody else and how wonderful it is to finally be somebody they're proud of and make a difference with their life. Thank you.
All right, people. Hey, this is Baba Jahi. Good morning. You just finished listening to one of the people that helped motivate and mentor me in my early stages of network marketing in terms of business, and I just wanted to share that classic with you. Also, in terms of today's show, you know, I won't be able to take any call-ins, so if you're listening, I don't have the chat room open. You know, I live in a little small city, and you know, I'm going through a struggle with, as I ported my number and switched from one company to another, one company cut my internet off, I'm waiting for other company to cut it on. So even with Thursday's show this week, it'll be basically a listen-only show, but God willing, you know, everything gets settled by Friday, and then next week we'll be back up and running as normal in terms of having the chat room open and people being able to you know, besides when they call in and listen, I can be able to acknowledge you and get your questions and your comments and all of that. But I still wanted to broadcast this week, so, you know, I had to set the show up. And you probably said, well, how did you set it up? Your internet's not on something called a public library. You know, because, again, as Art Williams said, you know, when is going to find a way to do it? And, you know, and that's, you know, why I shared this message with you this morning, because what I want to talk to you a little bit about as a wrap-up from this morning, you know, from what Art had to say, you know, about winning, you know. And, you know, when you want to build yourself a business, like, you know, the focus of this show is home-based business 101. And, you know, business is business, you know, whether it's home-based or, you know, whether, you know, you got a storefront or whatever, you have to develop your own winning philosophy. And I hope that, you know, what Art shared with you today will help you with developing your own business style and technique. You know, and he talked about, you know, being excited. You know, and that's so key, so important, because too often, you know, we get down in the dumps. And, you know, how do you stay excited? Well, he said, you know, if you got God first, your family next, and then your business, That's a secret ingredient there, because people whose spiritual lives are not in order, and when I say spiritual life, you know, it doesn't matter to me whether you're a Christian, a Muslim, a Buddhist, you know, or into traditional traditional faith, or whatever. It's that you got to have a divine connection with the Creator of the universe. See, I believe in religious freedom, you know, and so I don't push one faith over the other, because they all lead to God. I don't say the Christians are better than the Muslims, or the Muslims are better than the Christians, or the Buddhists are better than the this, that, and the other. And too often, you know, some people get hung up on that. You know, it's like, you know, my way or no way. You know, God is much bigger than Christianity. God is much bigger than Islam. God is much bigger than Buddhism. God is much bigger than all of these particular faiths. The book I read a long time ago, it says that, you know, with all these different faiths, it's like a mirror that's been shattered. And as the mirror is shattered and broke, we all pick up our little piece of the mirror and we look and see ourselves. And we think our piece of the mirror is the whole mirror. But when you put the pieces together, then you get the whole mirror. The root of all of this is one. So, you know, and then you might say, well, you know, Baba Jahi, where are you going with this? You know, this is a business show. You want to get off into a religious show? No, I'm just trying to get people not to be chauvinistic in your spiritual outlook, because it'll block you business-wise. I see some people who I've met, and, you know, I'll share with you again. I told you, I believe in religious freedom. I don't put one over the other. But I've seen some people that I've met who said, well, I'm not doing business with you because you're not a Christian. And if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, is having him as your Lord and Savior, then I need to stay away from you. That is so narrow-minded. That's your outlook. That's your focus. And I'm not taking your Jesus away from you. If that's your outlook and your focus, great. Be grounded in it. But understand that in my Father's house there are many mansions. If it was not so, I wouldn't, you know, hey. So there's many paths that lead to God. You need to make sure that you're not so narrow that you think that your path that leads to God is the only path that leads to God, and thus everybody else that finds their way to our Father's house is invalid. It's like driving down the highway. There's a lot of different roads that lead to the same city. And if you look at it from that perspective, you won't be negative in your outlook. And, you know, and I just wanted to share that for a minute, because too often we block ourselves from what we can accomplish and do because we get narrow-minded. But the bottom line is, Art was saying, you got to have a grounded spiritual life. And, you know, once you have that, then you'll be able to embrace all people, because you will know when you see and feel people, regardless whether they come in one set of clothing and outlook. You know, you'll know that they're God's people. And, you know, like I tell people all the time, you know, it doesn't matter to me what your faith is, now, if you come and tell me you worship Lucifer or the devil, then I mean, yeah, we got a problem. You know, I ain't getting down with that. But, you know, but far as other faiths, you know, people that are Buddhists, they're not devil worshipers. People who, you know, fundamentalists and have blinding eyes. People that are Muslims, they're not devil worshipers. They're not the Antichrist. And I'm saying this because too often I find that I find a lot of people in the Christian world are religious bigots. And again, I'm not picking on folk. I'm just saying be clear, practice the principles, love your neighbor like you love yourself. But before you can love your neighbor like you love yourself, make sure you know how to love yourself, and then you can love your neighbor like you love yourself. Okay, enough on that point. But, you know, as Art said, you know, getting that spiritual life in order. Next is your family. You know, making sure that you know, your family is it. You know, I mean, it's key. I mean, far as human interaction and relationships, there's nobody on this planet as another human being that's more important to me than my wife. Get that now. I hope you hear what I'm saying, and I hope those people that are out there that are partnered with someone and connected with them, is that, you know, that you understand that. See, I ain't saying my business. There's nothing more important to me than my wife. We are spiritually bonded and grounded in our relationship, which enables us to go to the next level of being able to build a business that will take care of our needs, our wants, and our desires. We got our spiritual peace in order. We pray together. We fast at times together when we need to. We have a certain kind of focus that we take into being, and we're connected in much more ways than just a physical connection. As I shared with you on an earlier show, in terms of the whole telepathy thought, is that my wife and I can be apart, and she can be somewhere, and I can be somewhere, and we can meet, even though there's miles between us, and say, let's meet at 1 o'clock in the morning. And she's where she's at, and I'm where I'm at, and our spirits connect. And when you grow in your spiritual development, you'll find ways that you'll be able to do that with your partner. As long as you just stay in your religious development, following other people and jumping up and down and shouting, but not being able to really internalize what spirituality is about, you're going to have a hard time being able to do that. But when you grow and develop, you'll find a way that you definitely can do that. And I'm telling you, people, it's powerful. It's because we are souls, you know, spiritual people going through a human existence. When God breathed into human beings, he gave us the breath of life, and we became a living what? A living soul. And so, you know, most of us, we're not there yet. We need, because we get so caught in this materialistic world that we never understand our souls. So, you know, after you're able to move from there to your family, then deal with business development. Because then the other thing is what we do here in our business is we see people in our business as part of our what we call our extended family. Extended family. See, if you do business with me and you, like, it's like with my network marketing team, you're part of my extended family. I don't recruit anybody and everybody. See, so some people tell me, you know, you're supposed to just go sign up a bunch of people. I don't do it that way. See, you get connected with me, you become part of Mama and Baba Jahi's extended family. Because, see, the whole purpose of this thing is we want to be successful together. Yeah, I could just get a bunch of numbers and override people and look at how to make money, and people come and go, or some people say some people stick and hang. Some people, you know, it ain't for them, you know, just work the numbers. My philosophy is different, you know, is that I'm really interested in developing strong personal relationships with people that I do business with. Strong personal relationships with people that I do business with. Because I want, in terms of this whole human journey in which, you know, there's a spiritual existence going on, I want something deeper than the material things that we can acquire. And it's like me and a friend of mine from New Orleans, because I had a chance to experience and witness and go through the whole Katrina piece and happen to leave from New Orleans, wasn't able to go back at the time after Katrina hit, right, you know, and being able to go back. And then me and a friend of mine, what we discussed is that the biggest lesson that we learned through Hurricane Katrina was do not value material things. They come and they go. Now, does that mean I want to live a life as a pauper? No. All material things can be replaced. I hope you hear what I just said. All material things can be replaced. And when you understand that, then you don't worry about the ups and downs. Oh, sure, I enjoy certain material aspects of living here on this earth in this human form. But I know everything that I acquire materially, if I lose it, I can replace it. But I can't replace the relationship that me and my wife have and our connection with the divine presence in the universe. So what you got to focus on, people, as I wrap up this last part of this, and again, Thursday show will again be another show that will be a broadcast only, you know, but you can email your comments in to me. Or you go onto the site, you also can leave comments, but you can email your comments to me at the, T-H-E-M-U group, G-R-O-U-P, at movementsunlimited.com. Or you can give us a call at 252-977-6834, 252-977-6834. Is that as you build your business, whether you get involved in what we do or not, as you build your business, remember those three pillars: God first, your special relationship with the divine presence in the universe. Make sure, you know, regardless of whatever your particular outlook is, your particular, I call it religious tool that helps you find God. Be grounded in it. Don't be biased in it, so that you can reach out to other people who might not approach God from your particular persuasion, but are just as much in tune to God than you as you are. The next, you know, your family. You know, making sure your family, you know, comes before your business. Like as Art Williams said, when he met these different people and he thought they were super and he wanted to be like them. Then when he got to really know them, you know, and finding out they've been divorced 3 and 4 times, you know, alcoholics and other kind of stuff going on. You know what I mean? He didn't probably want to say it, you know, when on that particular speech. But I mean, I've been through that where I've met people who are alcoholics, sexaholics, you know, drug addicts, because they was in it only for the money. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all other things will be delivered unto you. See, when you put the divine presence in the universe first, and you're grounded and spiritually connected in your family, I'm going to tell you, you get the Midas touch. You'll get the Midas touch because the universe will give back to you what you put out. Sow a good seed, and a good seed will come back to you. Sow a good seed, and a good seed will come back to you. The other day, I was working on a project. I was looking for one thing to come back. I sowed a good seed, and it came back tenfold. I was looking for $100 to come back. You know, and if it hadn't, you know, then, hey, you know, I just work on another aspect of that project. But it came back tenfold as opposed to $100 coming back, $1,000 came back. But I wasn't looking for $100. That's all I was really asking for. But, again, it just lets me know that when you do good, good's going to come back for you. Good will come back for you. And as I wrap up, you know, some of you probably saying, what all of this has to do with home-based business 101? Well, it has to do with some following principles if you want to build yourself a business. Rule number one, integrity. Make sure you have your integrity in order. And it's like people know me in terms of Baba Jahi. If someone doesn't like something that they purchased from us, even if I have to take a loss, I give them their money back. Why? They will never be able to say, I kept their money anyway. Well, he gave me my money back. And, you know I got over. I mean, see, let them say to themselves that they got over. I got over on them. I got my money back. Okay, well, that's that. See, now they got to resolve that spiritual imbalance in their lives. I don't have to resolve it. See, God knows that, hey, I did good. I did right. Let them have to deal with the negativity in their lives. I don't want no negativity in my life. You know, I have a sign that I carry with me in terms of my spiritual aura. Negative people stay away from me. And it happens. You know, it's sort of like, you know, the saying, you know, we had in a building that we had, me and my wife used to put up over every door, every entrance in our building, if God is for you, then who can be against you? Only the devil. And so people were coming out building, and they look, and I'd watch people's expressions when they would look up over the passageways, and they would see the affirmations, because I'm going to tell you something else. You can do this in your house. Put up affirmation over every doorway. See? And if you want negative people to stay away from you, you put up certain kind of positive affirmations in your house. People that ain't right, when they see it, they ain't going to come visit you no more, because their spirit ain't welcome. Again, I told you, you know, we live in souls. And if a person don't see where their spirit is welcome, that spirit going to go somewhere else. These are valuable, valuable lessons in terms of basically grounding your business. And that's why I shared with you this morning the Art Williams speech, you know, my comments in terms of, you know, the things I wanted to share with you after listening to the speech, is grounding yourself spiritually in your business so that you can receive the blessings that are out there for you. Because when you do it right, you're going to have guaranteed income. You hear what I just said? You do it right, you're going to have guaranteed income. Say, Baba Jahi, how can you say that? Because it's a universal law. It's a universal principle. You sow a good seed will come back to you. You will have guaranteed income. Now, if you want to play games, then, you know, some days you're going to have money, some days you're not, because you're going to be game playing. And just like when you playing the game, other people are going to play the game on you. And I hope, you know, what I share with you this morning makes sense. Hey, this is Baba Jahi, Home-Based Business 101. Make sure you sign up for our Trip of a Lifetime sweepstakes. You know, we're giving out a trip to Jamaica. Drawing would be May 5th. You need to make sure you got your entry in by April 30th. You can go to our blog site, which is mugroup@wordpress.com, or, you know, just you're at the site right now. If you're listening to this radio show, www.blogtalkradio.com/homebasedbusiness101. All the information you need to find out how to access us so you can get to the information that you need is on that site. You can click what you need to click to lead you to where you need to get to. But I would love for somebody that listens to the show to win that trip. The drawing will be held May 5th in Dallas, Texas. Every month we move the location around in terms of the company and where they have the drawing at. And also activate and take advantage of the free gift that we give out called AISLE19, www.AISLE19.com. Go to that site. Put in the passcode 76693, as you go to www.AISLE19.com. Get your free shopping mall. If you already shop at Walmart, Target, Office Depot, it's over 600 stores on aisle 19 that you're already shopping at, and get cash back. Don't tell me you don't need cash back in terms of these recessionary times. The site is free. We give it away. We're not charging you anything for it. We just want to help you be able to save money. On there, we also have a site called restaurant.com. You go to restaurant.com, you can get a $25 to a $50 gift certificate for yourself, or you can give it to someone, for restaurants in your area where you pay anywhere from $3 to $10. You get a $25 gift certificate. You go to that restaurant, you pay $3 for the coupon, $25. You can go in there and you can eat up $25 worth of food for when you want to go out. But you pay $3 for it, saving $22. We're trying to show you how to save money. Hello? There's one of my favorite other movies, you know, called Back to the Future. And the person hits the guy upside the head. Hey, McFly, is anybody home? Hey, people, you know, and I'm not saying it to belittle anybody out there, because, again, I don't put people down. But we're trying to help you save money. and show you ways in which you can have more control over your everyday dollars and get cash back. If you're going to go out to eat, you know, something I don't do that often, but if you're going to go out to eat, why not spend $3 to $10 for a coupon that allows you to eat $25 to $50 at a restaurant? Just makes common sense to me. See, and we give that away. We give it away. Aisle19.com, enter the passcode 766993. And again, hey, this has been Baba Jahi. I thank you, loyal listening audience. It's been a pleasure to be able to share with you today. And, you know, we'll be doing a show again Thursday. It'll again be a listening-only show. And hopefully next week, God willing, as my grandmother always used to tell me, if everything goes right and the Internet is back on here at the home, we'll be able to interact with you in next week's show. So Thursday will be a listen-only show, also. Hey, have a great day. Sign up for that Trip of a Lifetime sweepstakes. Get your Aisle 19 account. And most of all, as you build your business, follow those three principles that Art Williams talked about. God first. Have your spiritual life in order first. Love your family. Make sure you're taking care of your family. Then deal with your business. And make sure that you deal with your business. What I add to it is people in your business, include them as part of your extended family, because people do want to know that they are important. Take care. God willing, I will be back on these airways Thursday. Love you. Thank you for your support.